Morning, everybody. How we doing? Eric Wright was in a car accident last night, and he was in this morning. We sent him just to get some further tests, talk to him about it, and really hopeful that he can play, and really happy that he's safe. So that's where that is in terms of the guys that have been out with the illness. We've got almost all of them back. So what I did yesterday, I didn't have the afternoon meetings. What I wanted to do was make sure that we watched the tape with the group of guys that got back so they'd be familiar with Thursday's practice, watch that as a group, and have the guys that did participate in practice, they could help them out. Coaches can make the points there, and they could hear them. And then they'll get together with the coaches as well after practice today to get caught up on Wednesday and the other game plan specific things. Hopefully we are over the hump with this now, and there really haven't been any new guys out with illness. So that's what I'm looking forward to, is to be able to get past this part of it and get everybody caught up and move into the weekend.
You said almost all of them are back. There's a couple that are still
One that's still out, so. Corey, still out. So.
As far as, what happened with Eric last night, does this go back to your, personal conduct?
Well, he was in an accident, and it was wet, and there's really nothing else to it. So I never want anybody to be in an accident, but that's my understanding. That's what was the case.
Rules, I guess you can't have a curfew year round, but 2:10 in the morning, is that about it?
I wouldn't necessarily be out at 2:10 in the morning, but you don't have curfew year round. That's not something that we have, and I'd much rather everybody be home. And but guys do go out, and you don't want to see anybody in any kind of accident or any kind of situation like that. But I'd much prefer that guys were in. That's each person's decision.
There's been reports that a lot of the guys went to the Jay-Z concert. Do you know if Eric was part of that, if a bunch of guys got together and did something like that?
They didn't invite me, so I like Jay-Z. I don't know any more about that, honestly.
Satisfied with the, I'm sure you talked to the police. Are you satisfied that there was no substance
involved or anything like that? Yeah, the information that I've gotten, which I think is good information, it's just an accident. And that's really all there is to it.
Yeah. Do you know if we'll be able to practice today?
Well, I got to just see where we are and tests and things like that. But I am hopeful that should be okay and ready to play.
Something like that happens. Do you find out when you come in this morning, or does your phone ring at 2:30?
It depends. Sometimes it rings at 2:30. Sometimes you find out the next morning. I've had the whole range. I've been off. Been off with the family sometimes, hanging out and get a call. But first thing you want to do is make sure everybody is safe. And then understand exactly what happened, and hopefully use that to educate people moving forward.
When did you find out about this one?
This morning.
Eric, I know you said, obviously, these guys are all adults, you don't have a curfew, but does that call into question in your mind any type of character issues, what guy that would be doing out at that time of the day when you're, you're trying to get this team turned around?
As I said, I'd much rather everybody be in and studying and doing those types of things, but it's everybody's different, and there are no team based rules on that, on those things. But my preference would be everybody's preparing, you know, at all times for the game.
If he's healthy, will he start Sunday?
Yeah.
So, because of, you know, what you just said, he didn't really break any team rules or break curfew or anything like that, then so you're probably not planning on disciplining him for this in any way?
Well, he was in a car accident, and you know, there was no other things involved with it. He was in a car accident. He said, I'll talk to him further about best practices, but I'm glad he's healthy. I'm glad no one else was hurt. And we never want to see anybody in that situation. Sometimes experiences like these are the best teachers for the person involved and for those around him.
He's up and around and pretty
yes.
coherent and things like that. He's fine. Right?
Yeah, I just talked to him 10 minutes ago.
Eric, the food stuff, do you have to scale back the game plans because so many guys weren't here Wednesday and Thursday?
We didn't scale it back that much. There may be a few things that we might have wanted to do that even now. Usually what we do is you start with a bulk of things that you want to do and you look at how it goes, and then you tend to pull back some stuff anyways because how you thought it was going to play, it didn't really play that well, or just what didn't feel right as you went through it, didn't look right as you went through it. So that's actually pretty common. So what the guys are getting that are in here today is the sort of the final approach, or pretty close to the final approach. Now it's a function of, said they had the film here this morning. You know, one of the things I talked to the group about is we're all going to work with them to get them up to speed, and they're going to work at it as well. None of them wanted to be out. None of them, this wasn't anybody's desire. And then the work with the coaches too. Today's a little bit earlier day, as Fridays typically are, so they'll spend some time with the coaching staff afterwards to go through Wednesday, the scouting report, questions they have. We've extended the walkthrough a little bit, we'll maybe extend it a little bit tomorrow, try to get some extra time there. And this, it doesn't usually happen on this scale, but guys do miss time at different points for different reasons, and then you got to figure out the best ways to get them caught up. And really, it's as you look through preseason and you look through training camp and OTAs, again, not to this volume by any stretch, but that's the reason I like to work different combinations of people, and it's the reason I like to work practice squad guys into practice at different points, or guys that maybe are on the back end of the roster, get them some reps at different points. That's why we do the work post-practice with the young guys, is you just don't know when you're going to have that opportunity to play or when you're going to need to play. And you don't want to let a month go by where they haven't worked on the Browns specific things and then suddenly say, okay, hey, by the way, you're playing.
When you get to Sunday at 1, do you think you'll be where you normally would be, or do you think you'll still be a little bit behind just because of the circumstances?
Well, it was a little different week, so I think we'll be in the best place we can be based on the situation that we had, and I don't think we're going to go into the game without making sure that everybody understands what they have to do, without answering all the questions, and sometimes that means reallocating time. And like today, post-practice, typically you don't meet with the players post-practice, but we'll do some work with them post-practice today, and you just adjust. Things happen, you got to adjust, and we got to move forward and be ready on Sunday.
Feel like you've aged a little bit this week with everything that's happened.
this week, huh? Yeah, there's been a few challenges here along the way, but they're gonna happen, and it's a great when I'm talking to the group next year about the ability to be able to deal with adversity or the ability to adjust to things that happen that are unexpected. And this is a good example of situations like that, and it comes up every year where you weren't planning for something and it pops up and you got to go and you just got to adjust.
Are you pretty thin at tight end,
Eric? Going this one?
We signed Michael, so he's been working, and Greg has gotten more familiar with the system since he's been here. So you know, that gives us a couple guys at that position. You know, we got our secret weapon, Hank, which will probably run down the middle of the field, you know, wide open this week. But
that's the price. I can't tell you that.
Yeah, he's keeping it under wraps. I'm sure they're repping it in Green Bay right now, the Hank package. But we've used bigger guys at tight end before, and I think he's done a good job with the things that we've asked him to do there. And then you can build some different personnel groups, and we have the ability to do that as well.
You've taken some hits this week. Rolling Stone, some wrestler guy wants to take you out. I'm just curious if how you handle that, kind of being the favorite guy to pick on at the moment.
You know, I don't read Rolling Stone. Never had a subscription to it, so I don't really know what they have to say. And everybody's entitled to their opinion, and I respect everybody's opinion. But that's really where I'll leave it.
It seems like anything that happens with this team or happens with this team, those in the national media just, you know, want to kind of amplify it and, you know, point the guns at you. I mean, you feel it's kind of, you're taking an unfair beating?
What I really focus on is us and, you know, us making progress, us moving forward, us winning games, knowing this is a process, and like any other process, it takes time. And, you know, it's, I don't spend a lot of time on the national sites or things like that, but, you know, I believe that the things that we're committed to are right, and that's what we're going to keep doing. And over time, we'll keep making progress, and that's the important thing.
Coach, are we getting into a phase where Derek Anderson has taken a test drive to see if he can be the long-term starter here?
Nah, I've never classified it as that. Derek's been a lot of things that I've been happy with Derek, and there's a lot of things that offensively we can improve, and I don't think that's specifically the offense. But I like the way that he's worked, and I like the commitment that he's shown, and I think that as we keep going, we'll keep improving.
On that, his passer rating in the fourth quarter, in those NFL stats, it's 8.5. I mean, what do you think that's about?
Well, we got a lot of room to grow. There's a lot of room to get better there. What I want to do is be able to move the ball in all four quarters, and that's what we got to focus on, not the passer rating, but the ability to move the ball more efficiently through the course of the whole game.
You mentioned it a few times, not Derek's here late at night and working real hard. Is that something that was an unknown before he took over as starter? You know, I'm not sure everybody thought that he was the hardest worker.
Again, I've only had a 1 year. I've only been with him this 1 year, and I thought he worked well during the preseason. And since he's been the starter, I've liked the way he's worked as well. So that's my frame of reference. And in terms of my experience with him, I've been happy with that.
Did you see it go? I mean, maybe it's natural. Does it go up a notch when you go from backup to starter? The hours get longer?
Well, you like to you like all three guys to work at the same level. You like all your guys to work at the same level. And just going back to the other events this week with the flu and things like that, you don't know. You don't know when you're going to be there, and you want to be ready when you do have that chance.
Aaron, in terms of coverage and runs after the catch and so forth, has your secondary struggled maybe a little bit more in zone or in man coverages, or is it not a product of what kind of, you know, set you're in?
It's a little bit different. You know, there's a play last week where we got picked on the crossing route, so that was man-to-man coverage. And when you get picked on those crossing routes, the rest of the coverage is also in man-to-man, so everybody has their back turned. So oftentimes those catch-and-run plays go for longer yardage. But you also had the play where Hines came over. He was running like a deep over route, stepped in front of Santonio. I think that was the one. And then kind of spun out. And that was a function of better leverage by the group that came in. And understanding where he is, understanding where the other defensive back is, and trying to funnel it so that you've got two edges to the wall and then a point guy to the wall. What you don't want to ever do is have two guys with this leverage and a point where the guy can break out. And you'll see that sometimes on outside runs where a back will hit the sideline, there'll be a DB out there, and the DB will take a step inside and get sealed off by the wide receiver, and now you give him the whole sideline. What you want to do is maintain that outside position, force the back to cut back in, because all the pursuit is coming inside out. And it's a small point, but it's a huge point, because if you give him that sideline, the pursuit now has to take this type of angle as opposed to forcing him back in to where everybody's coming. And little decisions like that are the difference between really big plays and plays that aren't as significant. And it's the same thing that we use to teach our receivers about how important their blocking is in the perimeter. Because if they can seal that DB inside and we get the edge, it's the same thing.
Did you have any more confirmed cases of the swine flu among your 12
sick guys? All that stuff, Mary Kay, is still pending. So and with everybody back, it's really not as much of an issue now, in terms of the exemptions, the NFL exemptions, things like that.
So I understand. Did you just tell us that you talked to Eric Wright 10 minutes before you came in to talk to us? Is that right?
Yeah.
I hear you right. So has he been down for those further tests and he's back already, or is he going for those tests?
Yeah. Yep. He's been down, tested, and back.
Okay.